2 weeks back to back, the Rams game and this game. What was your biggest thing you saw from Carr as far as improvements from week to week, or the changes he made in that game?
Well, I thought he was extremely accurate in the game last week, and again, part of that was because of I think he had a real clean pocket. I think the offensive line, tight ends, running backs, and Derek were all a reason for that. But I thought they did a great job in protection and protecting of the quarterback, and because of that, he was able to kind of work through some of his progressions, which we hadn't seen. But his accuracy kind of jumped out last week, and that was probably a big result of the protection up front.
I'm sure some of it was coverage and game plan, but when you look at how Michael Rivera played, are there some things, some encouraging signs that you're seeing that can be applied to every situation, how he ran routes, how he improvised, anything like that?
Yeah, and I think, again, it's that whole what we talked about, the trust factor between the quarterback and the receivers. And in Mike's case, that, as a tight end there, I think they're just more comfortable with one another. I think there's, that Derek's comfortable with how he's running routes, and Derek's kind of, again, getting a little bit better feel for the timing of the passing game and the progressions and where he's the matchups that are involved there. And I just think, throughout the year, each week they've had a pretty good relationship there, the quarterback and that tight end, so that's helped him as well.
When you face a team that's I think they lost four in a row now, and in those four games, and I believe the second of those four was yours, they're giving up 187 yards a game on the ground. Do you expect major adjustments from them because they know they've got to get better against the run, or do teams just usually get better by being fundamental and doing what they do?
I think probably more by being fundamentally sound. Bob, we tell all of our players on offense to keep a notebook of different coordinators, and especially the ones that are in your division. And we've done that over the years on their defensive coordinator. You're going to see a tweak or two in what he likes to do in terms of his pressures or different fronts that he may play versus different personnel groupings. But we kind of have a good picture of what the Kansas City Chiefs defense is and what they like to do. So I don't think you'll see wholesale changes. They've got a good scheme. Obviously, I think he's probably just focusing more on their players doing the fundamentals better. Thank you, guys.